Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
I say this all the time on the podcast, but I really do mean it. I love moving the needle in veterinary medicine. And part of that is with virtual care. I am a huge, huge advocate for telehealth and virtual care. And joining me today is none other than Dr. Jessica Lowe. And she's with us from First Vet. How are you, Jessica?
Good. How are you today?
I'm good. You know, and I love talking to our colleagues about this because no matter how many times I sit and chat about this, I'm always learning something else because it's always changing and evolving. And I would love to get, you know, your perspective on things as well. So to our listeners, a little bit about our friend, Dr. Lowe. She's been a veterinarian for over a decade. She served as medical director for two BCA hospitals and is currently the lead veterinarian in the U.S. for First Vet. First Vet is a veterinary telehealth company founded 6 years ago in Sweden. The U.S. is their newest addition to their seven global markets. I'm sure it's rapidly expanding quickly, right?
Absolutely. Across the globe, not just in the U.S.
Yeah. Well, let's chat a little bit about this. So, you know, there are misconceptions that we see about telehealth and telemedicine. So share with our listeners a little bit. What are some things that you're hearing that we need to kind of set the record straight a little bit?
Mostly that we tend to compete with clinics that are in person, which is not truly the case. We're more of a supplemental, just like emergency clinics are to your 9-to-5 hospital. That's the realm in which we're really trying to help those clients that are not able to get assistance after hours, but at the end of the day, we'll be able to take care of them and send them right back to the clients.
We've been so busy, right, Jessica? So busy. And it's not to like replace the physical exam by any means, but I always feel like it's really good for peace of mind and just, you know, to be able to accommodate our clients because that's where they're heading. That's where they're looking for. They're looking for some of these virtual care options. So what are some of the differences between veterinary telehealth companies that are out there?
It's basically the interaction that you get. Some of them, you're only going to speak to a nurse or a licensed veterinary technician. Some you speak to them, the nurses first, and then you'll go ahead and talk to the veterinarian. And others you go straight to the veterinarian to get to talk to them. There's also different modes to speak, whether it's a text or actual video chat or a phone call.
Okay. So you have all those different options that are out there. So, you know, what do you think pet parents should look for when picking a telehealth company then?
What's most convenient for you? So if you know that you want to see the person you're talking to, find a service that offers video care. If you know that, you know what, I'm familiar with what's going on. I don't need to speak to a nurse in the beginning. I'd like to just go straight to a doctor. Also knowing what type of post-op information you're going to get. Will you get a journal? Will it just be a conversation that you have to take notes? Are you good at detailed notes? Would you like to just be able to print out a document and take to your veterinarian in the morning and say, they spoke to Dr. Lowe and this is what happened. Can you assist me from here?
Yeah, because that's a big thing about it literally is a document. It's a record, of course, right? When you're having that conversation with the pet parent, you're literally documenting things that are transpiring, right?
Absolutely. Yep. You're talking to a doctor. There are medical notes that are being taken. It's just like going into the clinic, except it's at your home or through your cell phone.
Yeah, I think that's just so cool. I really like that. So does vet telehealth threaten in-person animal clinics, bottom line? Because you know we get asked that a lot in our profession, right?
It should not. Right now, there's a 2-to-3-month waiting period between getting into a doctor in an in-clinic setting. And if the dog has had a little bit of loose bowels, we can talk to them before sending them to you. We can even send them a fecal kit to get their fecal ahead of time to go with you, get the results to the owner and bring them into you. Now you just have to prescribe your dewormer and you're done. You know, we're here to assist and complement the in-person clinic.
Yeah, it's because they're so busy right now. And I was just talking to one of my neighbors and she's like, I can't get in to see our local veterinarian for at least 6 weeks. I said, oh my gosh, it's crazy. Yeah. And you know, you think of some of the indications that we see for telehealth. So it could be, like we said, peace of mind if the dog or cat's vomiting or something, you want to know that they need to be seen right away. Or what about like the incisions or the post-op rechecks or even the behavior things? Like when I've done telehealth, I love to see around their house of the owner too. Do they have ramps? Are they struggling? Where location of the litter box? There's like so much information that can be revealed.
Absolutely.
Right?
Right, on your camera, you can walk around your house and say, okay, this is the cat room and all litter boxes are here and the food's right next door. Let's not do that. Let's reorient, right. Let's move things. Oh, you only have one litter box for your five cats. Let's add more litter boxes. Yes. Like you said, being able to go mobile with your phone just kind of opens up the experience that you have with your veterinarian.
Right. And I think that the pandemic really has let us be very authentic to each other. You know, like you're on the Zoom calls, you're used to seeing each other's backgrounds and everything. So it's no big deal. I feel like nowadays when you like say, oh, let me show you, because how many times does a client go in the exam room? They like, I look at the bag, Dr. Christman. I know it's a blue bag. I forget the name of it. Whereas I could say, just take me to the bag and show me what you're feeding, you know, your dog, your cat, right?
Exactly. Or even before you start the consult, send me a picture of their ears, of the poop, yes, of the whatever your concern is. You can actually send that before you even talk to the vet.
Right. Yes. Because, you know, they'll come in with, you know, a little napkin of like poop matters or whatever. But now they can just like show it on camera and spare us the smell then.
Right. Or that weird noise that they only make at 2:15 in the morning. Now yes, you can record it and send us the video.
Right. What are probably, I guess my question to you, what's probably the most common cases or concerns that you see coming in with what you guys do at First Vet?
By far, all GI cases.
GI,
it's that a little bit of vomit. Maybe they went on a road trip. They have a little bit of diarrhea. Maybe there was stress. It's mostly GI. And then after that, ears and skin.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was always curious about that too. So, you know, what does it look like? How does veterinary telehealth improve the veterinary industry?
I feel it gives the client more options, freedom, and liberty. You know, we're here for the clients, we're here for the pets. And so having an option to see a virtual doctor 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it's ideal. The main benefit is to the client. And then the clinic is next. You now know that your clients have 24/7. You can rest easy, go home, close the clinic door at 6 o'clock, and know that they'll be taken care of until you get back at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. I was talking to two new graduates this year, veterinarians, and when they were interviewing, this is interesting, Dr. Lowe, part of their interview, when they were asking, do you have any questions for us? They asked, do you offer any virtual care opportunities for your doctors? Which I find fascinating and so relevant and important, because I think a lot of it is mental health, the fact that you can have a little bit of flexibility, do some calls from home. Are you noticing that too? Or are you seeing a lot of veterinarians asking or being more interested in virtual care?
Absolutely. We get tons of applicants every week asking if we have any positions available, because as you said, quality of life, gas prices are high. People want to know that they have the option to stay home and still be able to do what they love, which is to see clinical cases and talk to clients and see their pets. So yes, it's definitely an industry, which we were kind of shut out of during the pandemic. We were in the clinic. Yeah. We were essential. We were open all the time. And now people really looked into, I really want that work-life balance.
Yes. Yeah. So then walk me through a consult then with First Vet. What does that look like to both us as a veterinarian and to the pet parent?
So to the pet parent, they would go ahead, get the app, and then you're going to be scheduled with the veterinarian. At that point, you can give your history. You'll be scheduled depending on if you need medication, or if, let's say, there's a deworming or something that requires antibiotics or antifungal, for instance. We can prescribe in New York and New Jersey. So you'll get matched with those licensed doctors in those states if you need medication. If not, you'll get licensed with any one of our vets in the 50 states. Once you meet with the veterinarian, they get a history again. Just, you know, basic heartworm, flea and tick medications, any pre-existing conditions. And then they actually do a video exam. So they'll walk you through. They'll literally say, can I see his face? Can you go ahead and lift his gums? Can I press on the gums? Can I see the color of the gums? Can I see in the ears? Can you press on the abdomen? Hold the camera still so I can count the number of respirations. So these are things that we can actually do virtually to get a good idea of the physical composition of the pet. And then after that, we go into a complete, you know, consult as to what we feel is wrong. Differential diagnoses are given. And then we write up a journal. This is what we found. This is what we recommend. We offer a store through VetSource where you can order, let's say you need shampoo. We can go ahead and send you the link for shampoo. If you're in New York and you need Apoquel, we can give you that. And then you'll get an email of that exact journal going over basically the traditional soap that we're all used to writing that can be interpreted by your regular vet at their visit, at their follow-up visit.
Wow, very interesting. And so they get a copy, like a referring veterinarian or regular veterinarian would get a copy of that. Do you have your own practice management software system is how it works too?
So we can email. So we, yes, we have our own, and then we can email it to the clients, to the client's veterinarian, as long as they provide the email. Okay. And then if you're the veterinarian, you get a notification 15 minutes before an appointment is booked that allows you to prepare for your appointment. And then you're going to be able to log into our software, open the camera, and start talking to the client. You'll have your journal to the right of you that you'll be able to type as you are talking to the client. And then it gives you the option to preview, and you'll get to see what the soap looks like in its entirety before you send it to the client, and send it out, and they'll have their journal.
And how long does a visit typically last? I know it can vary, I'm sure.
On average, about 15 minutes. We're able to solve most cases. Of course, quality of life tends to be a bit longer. Right. Sometimes behavior can tend to be a bit longer, but on average, about 15 minutes.
Okay. So let's see, behavior, hospice, dermatology, GI. Are there any other services that you can get through telehealth?
Ears. You can also just get a healthy pet checkup. A lot of times clients just have a little bit of anxiety. I feel something's off. I just want to talk to someone. And we can check, you know, eyes, ears, nose, tail, skin. Unfortunately, not yet heart, but we can check most things just to say, you know what, this is in between your annual exam. We can check and see if everything looks good. And if we do find that there's a concern, we can absolutely write up and get you a referral. And we can even look up a clinic that's within your zip code.
Amazing. Really is. It's nice. I know that access to care is a huge issue that we see here in the United States. And so the fact that we can try to come to those desert locations, if you will, like people that really need to see us, whether it be medical expertise and in the virtual environment, I think that's a win. I really do, you know?
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
I think, you know, there's so many clients that have called that are in the mountains. We are 30 miles from civilization and my dog has diarrhea. What do I do? And, you know, there's only a horse vet that's honestly, they're 3 months booked. What do I do? And to have this service, I've had clients call me, I cannot take off of work. I cannot afford to take off to go to the vet, but they call me on their lunch break to talk about their pet. You know, they're able to get home for 30 minutes and bring the pet in and show me what's, and we can do the examination. So it just allows that access. We're not, it's a lot faster system and process, and we can meet you where you are. Cause a lot of times they want to care for their pet. They have they may not have the time or the finances, and we are cheaper than an in-service clinic. So sometimes they may not have an exam cost or an exam fee, but they may have our virtual fee that they can pay. So it gives more basically options to the clients.
Well, we need more options now so than ever. And we talk a lot about in our medicine about spectrum of care. And, you know, and I think like even 5 years ago, we were just kind of be a little judgy, like, oh my gosh, you can't afford to do like the office visit or the night. But now I think the pendulum has completely shifted where we do talk about access to care, spectrum of care. Everyone has different budgets and we're not here to judge. At the end of the day, we're here for the greater good of the animals. So I love that you say that, you know, we go where they need us to be, like they're out in the mountains and they just can't take time off of work. It's expensive to live these days. So there's priorities. So we as a profession need to change that mindset and that behavior. I really do feel like that. And I think it's organizations like yourselves that really do help move that needle the way it needs to be. I think it's wonderful. I really do.
Thank you. And it's important. Like you said, people care about their pets. They may not have the financial ability to do everything, but you have to meet people where they are to still allow for care and for, you know, proper treatment of their animals.
I say it on my TikTok live stream, and I'm live with the pet parents. I say, no human should be deprived of the human-animal bond. No one. It's a glorious experience. It's wonderful. And I truly feel like it makes us a better human being. And so if we can try to help minimize that equation of like the financial hardships or that inability to find and identify care for veterinary medicine, I'm all in. I think it's wonderful. So, and I think this is a collaboration in our profession that needs to keep moving and happening even more. So where can we learn more about First Vet?
From our website at www.firstvet.com. There's an app, like the website will take you to the app and they'll get you that information. And we're always looking for new partners to expand the virtual arena of how we can help clients. Like I said, we can mail fecal tests. We can mail out skin tests, ear swabs, even working with a partnership that will come to your home and draw blood and urine. So if you need your blood work done, and it's a cheaper cost. So again, we're trying to meet people where they are and still get them the best care and preventative medicine as possible.
Right. Well said. Well said, my friend. Well, Dr. Jessica Lowe, thank you so much for being on the show. This is wonderful.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great talking with you.
My pleasure. And hey, listeners, I forget, you know, I say this all the time. You gotta subscribe to the show. We got so much content heading your way. We don't want you to miss a single episode. So don't forget to rate and subscribe to the Vet Blast podcast. And thank you everybody for tuning in. Continue to do great work out there. Stay safe. And we'll see you next time right here on the show. Bye, everybody.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.